What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real.
Hello, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. It's 7 o'clock in the morning on the dot, baby, and the sun is blazing. These clouds look beautiful. The weather is very beautiful here in Canyon Lake. So I'm hanging out in my aunt's backyard doing this little episode. Feeling great, very grateful this morning. Have been feeling very grateful. So blessed in my life and all these things that have been coming towards me. Just to give a little recap what's been going on, I'm finally back from my trip from Puerto Rico. Such a beautiful space, such a beautiful experience. Felt so alive, danced my ass off. Just really enjoyed myself, enjoyed being with my New York friends again. I miss those crazy bitches. Was just feeling so good, felt really reconnected. It was such an awesome thing. Have been on recovery mode for the past 2 days because goddamn Puerto Rico does not sleep, and neither did I. So I've been kind of on, there's a little bit of a time difference from California, from Puerto Rico. It's kind of like New York and California. So I've been kind of up early, which has allowed me to kind of have this like morning session thing with myself, which has been really kind of nice. It's kind of helping me reestablish routine. And from a great earth friend of mine, she reminded me that routine is fucking essential. Having routine in the morning allows you to really start your day with something beautiful, regroup yourself. You know, it doesn't have to be always consistent because life is crazy, but it can be something that can happen, you know, every once in a while that you promise yourself that you're going to give yourself some time. It's not even really about routine. I truly believe that it's about giving yourself time out of the day. We give so much to our work, to our homes, to our friends, to our families. It's giving yourself that however long you need in the morning to regroup and regather and bring yourself back to earth. So I think that's really the essential part about routine that makes it important, that makes it essential. So I'm just going to dive into it. Let's get into it. A lot has been learned in these past, a lot has been taught and learned these past couple weeks. Excuse me, there's some guy with the air blower. This is his backyard as well, so we're sharing, but damn fool. I want to get into it because yesterday I was listening to this podcast. And it's like one of those podcasts. It's actually like kind of like it felt a little Jesus led. There's a lot of talk about God, which sometimes is like not, I don't want to say off putting, but sometimes it's hard for me to connect to. But the moral behind it, you know, I respect God. I respect the practice of God, and you know, however people choose to relate and connect to spirit is how they choose to connect. It's a guided meditation. I might actually drop it in my link, and if anybody's curious, let me know. It's really good little meditations. It was like 10 minutes, and I felt really compelled to listen to it, and there was this one. It was called, Why Are You Here? And it kept repeating and repeating, Why Are You Here? Why Are You Here? Why Are You Here? And this is a question that I really ask myself all the time. Why am I fucking here? Like, what is my purpose? Why did you guys drop me off here? What am I trying to do? What is the goal? Like, do you guys have a goal for me? Like, is there a reason why you dropped me here? Or are you guys still trying to figure it out? And so it asks you to, you're first asking in your head, you're asking in your head. And then you stop and then you ask your body. And then it allows you to dive deeper and deeper into this consciousness of why are you here? And this is this question that kind of haunts me a little bit, especially with my growth that's recently been happening. I haven't really talked about this fully on this podcast. if you know me personally, like, you've probably got some snippets of this.
Stinks.
I got Jagger staring at me through the window. But if you haven't heard from me personally, I have been in this deep dive into my root chakra, and I also have a root chakra tattoo. I have a root chakra pendulum. I don't know what that word is. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. But I have a necklace for the root chakra, but I just have this obsession with the root chakra, and the root chakra is the I am, and it's diving into this root chakra has really allowed me to understand myself on a whole new level. And I felt that to understand myself, I had to go through and understand my past and my background. a very wise woman told me that we are the eggs that lied in our grandmothers, our great-great-grandmothers, our great-great-great-grandmothers. Like, the lives they lived, we were with them and inside them. And it's this, like, kind of like the little Russian doll eggs, you know, the ones with the layers of women. That is what that is supposed to symbolize, generational love and unity. And I've really just dove into that. As much as I've dove into it, it's definitely been approaching me. I've been in this deep quest about breaking generational curses and breaking the generational curse that lies within my family, because I'm full witness of it and I know what it is and I have seen it. It was first came as more of a feeling, but now I have actually witnessed it with my eyes. I've seen the spirit that is contracting and sucking things from my family. And it's very deep, and the feeling is very strong. When it does approach me, I have to ask for ancestors to move it away because it is such a strong spirit. And really understanding that has allowed me to get into this I am. My recent interactions have been with my great-great-grandmother. I will be getting into details with this soon. I really want to write a piece about this because there's so many fucking layers to this. I had my most recently in Puerto Rico, actually, when I was in the ocean, I had one of my strongest interactions with my great-great-grandmother. It was very intense, very serious, and very amazing. You know, I've really got to understand this cancer season, this thing about water, the ocean. I have no water in my chart, which I think is so interesting for also both of my grandmothers. Just my great-grandmothers, my first great-grandmothers. On my mom's side and my dad's side, both water signs. We have a Scorpio and a Pisces. So I have two water women in my head, start off with that. And also just have always felt healer energy within me. Water, there's a way that I have with energy and words. And I even did an aura test the other day, and it gave me, my aura was an ocean blue. And it reminded me that I was Aphrodite inside. And then I was another goddess who was more fiery outside, which makes a lot of sense. But I'm kind of accepting this water that's in me, which is allowing me to really break down my emotions and really forgive. I had this interaction with my grandmother, and it was only about healing. I was in this body of water. My grandmother has shoulder issues, which I don't want to release it all. I'm like, I don't want to release it all on the podcast because then you guys aren't going to read the article. But there's some issue with her shoulder. She's dislocated her shoulder. So while I was at the beach, this is the second time I've had this interaction, my whole shoulder shot. Like, y'all know when, like, little kids fall off bikes and their arms are all flimsy and all the other kids are like, holy fuck. That's how my arm was in the ocean. My arm was not moving. It was very weak. And I literally, one, when the pain first came, if you're, like, intuitive and you know when pain isn't yours, I knew it wasn't my pain. So I allowed myself to go into the water, and I spoke to her, and I told her it's time to heal. We must use the ocean and this body of this beautiful body of water, Puerto Rico's water was fucking beautiful. To heal and truly let go of anything we needed to let go, and that I wanted to release this time, a big release. I wanted it to be something that was serious. You know, I have gained such depth with my ancestors, and the more and more I add on, and the more and more I understand, I feel so aligned with them. We were talking about the root chakra, so I'll tell this story. I came into contact with my great-great-grandmother the first time, and this is right after I got my root chakra tattoo. It's in the middle of my chest, and it's red. And I came into contact with her. I actually embodied her, and then she came in front of me, and she was talking to me. And when she was talking to me, she lifted her shirt, and she had a slash from one of her slave masters who had slashed her right in the middle of her chest, exactly where my root chakra tattoo was. And in that moment, I just felt so blown away, yet so connected and reminded. And that's where it comes back to this thing about this Russian doll, that we are the eggs of the eggs of the eggs, and we've lived lives with our ancestors, and that's why we are so connected to them. And that just drives me back to, why am I here? And it's simply to be. You are here to simply be. You are here to love. You're here to heal. You're here to share. You're here to experience. That is all you are here to do. You are here to love, heal, and experience. I feel that sometimes we chase after this purpose, and that's fine. You know, we're allowed to chase after purpose. We want to feel purpose on this planet. You know, it's a human thing. We want to feel like we have something to do and that we're contributing to something, and that's beautiful. But as long as you are being, you are fulfilling your purpose. As long as you are loving, you are fulfilling your purpose. As long as you're healing, you're fulfilling that purpose. And that's what that meditation really gave me, was to understand that I am doing everything that I need to do. And, you know, I think, I don't know, I'm weird in a good way, though. You know, I'm one of a kind. I'm not a cookie cutter kind of bitch. And my things, my lines don't match up with everybody else's. And they never fucking have. I've never been able to flow the way everyone else's flows. But when I find that my uniqueness, my individuality allows me to give a message that truly touches people, it fucking sends, man. I have to understand that the experiences I'm having and the words that I share with others is me fulfilling my purpose. So take a moment to stand in the shower, meditate, cross your legs, sit down, and ask yourself, why am I here? And see what your body says. See what your ancestors say. And believe that. Believe that. I had this moment in the ocean when, after my arm had fully collapsed, I walked to the ocean and I rubbed my arm out, and I talked to my grandma. I said, this is it. This is it. This is time. You must let go. You must let this huge, beautiful body of water heal you. And I kept reminding her, I'm here. I am here. I am here. And we will heal. We will heal. We will heal. We will heal. And I kept saying, I understand. I understand my purpose. I understand my mission. I understand my mission. I understand my mission. And it's been very interesting breaking down this generational curse. It's come in pieces. They did try to bring the whole fight to me early in the beginning, but we've been doing in increments, and they've been choosing when I'm ready, and it's causing me to grow. I'm growing with this work, and I'm really excited. I've decided that I am gonna write a piece about this. It's something very personal to me, and it's something that it's kind of like I'm growing with them at a point, you know. I'm healing these women, I'm healing these people, my family, and it is allowing me to heal myself. I've learned a lot these past couple months, and especially now that I'm 20, and I'm learning to stand my ground and to hold my own and to forgive people. And it's really reminding me how aligned everything is. I pulled this card the other day, and it said that it said to remember that everything happens for a reason, and that we should not have guilt for our choices because everything happens for a reason. And you know, the tarot never lies. They like to point it out and be direct with you. They're not playing with you. And I needed to hear that. So release the guilt off of your choices that you made that others don't approve of. Release the guilt off yourself for making choices that, you know, doesn't feel full yet, but you know that you're going in the right direction. There's a reason why you made this choice. So understand that everything is aligned. Everything is fucking aligned. You are meant to be here. You're meant to be in the space. You're listening to this in everything is fucking aligned. And once you believe that, you stop fighting the ocean and you go with the waves and everything starts flowing the way it needs to. And I know I talked about this last week, but it's really essential in this life to know that. And, you know, because sometimes we feel like we're going down the wrong path or not everything is the way we want it. And we're still in a process or we're still under construction. But goddamn, there is something here for you. There's something in this moment. We must be grateful. We must be confident. And we must be abundant and have abundance. I think there's also something about understanding that you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. I think that sometimes we get so panicky. I know that I get panicky and it's about money or not doing enough or not having enough or not setting up enough. And it causes me to backtrack and lose sight of the current moment. So allow yourself to be grateful for what you have. Allow yourself to be grateful for what you have and just really dive into your present moment and what's in front of you, because there's something really beautiful here. So instead of looking so inward about why you are here, be present in your here and be grateful that you are here because you are meant to be here. Yeah. I feel like I really do sometimes speak on myself, but speak for you guys as well. But there's always a message to tell. There's always a story to share. I'm really excited about this next step and the next things that I'm going to be dropping. It's something important. I have a lot of time to do this. I really want to start diving into my work and letting it show for myself. And the more I, you know, this podcast is probably the thing that I'm most proud of. It has all my heart and feelings and emotion and growth lined into it. And I think I'm at a point where I want to step my game up and see where this can take me. So I want to use my power. They've told me many, many times, my ancestors have told me many times that I need to write. And it's time to listen and really take the time to do it. So hopefully I have some new stuff dropping for you guys soon. Just know everything is under construction. I'm working, I'm growing, and I'm loving. And everything is aligned. So stay tuned, stay focused, love yourselves, take care of yourselves. Give yourselves your extra 30 minutes of your day to really just remind yourself that you are loved by yourself, by your ancestors, by many, many more. Stay peaceful, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.